Last month, Whistler City Council voted to proceed with plans to set up a public-private partnership to upgrade and operate the town's sewage treatment plant. The move is opposed by a couple of city councillors, a number of local residents, and the union that represents municipal workers. They are concerned both about cost and the long-term consequences of allowing private operation of any part of the water system. Pina Belperio has lived in Whistler for 4 years. She's a writer turned activist and co-founder of the Whistler chapter of the Council of Canadians and Whistler Water Watch. She joins me this morning by phone from Whistler. Good morning, Pina.
Good morning, Karen.
What is the problem with Whistler's wastewater facility?
So currently, the wastewater facility is at the end of its lifeline. It was built about 30 years ago, so it needs to be upgraded. And even though we're only a town of 10,000 people, we do get up to 2 million visitors coming through here a year, with peak times at Christmas time. So the problem here is, though, that our municipality has decided to go with a private operation instead of keeping the next phase of construction public.
What kind of public consultation process was there prior to this decision?
There was virtually none. A lot of the proceedings and the decisions to go with the P3 were made in camera and behind closed doors, with a lot of secret documents. We caught wind of it pretty well at the end of January, and they had an open house in town, which was virtually most people we asked around town had no idea it was happening. And we mobilized, and we had 5 days to get a petition signed and to try to encourage as many people as possible to get out and ask questions. And then the council voted literally 3 days after the open house in favor of the P3. And what disappointed us the most was that the open house, there was no, it was just Partnership BC and the main project people. The deal was pretty well signed at that point when they let it out to the public.
Were you given the opportunity to voice your concerns at the open house?
They welcomed people, but it was done very low-key, very little advertisement. We actually were forced to set up a table outside in the cold and sort of inform a lot of the public what was going on and sort of give them the other side of this story, because there was only one side being presented at the open house. And I always thought it was a double-sided, both sides of the story would be presented, but only one was being presented inside.
What concerns do you have about the project?
The project was, first of all, Whistler is one of only, I think, two municipalities that has tertiary treatment in Canada. And the Sierra Legal Defense Fund found our sewage treatment plant was voted second best in Canada. So we feel, first of all, if it works, why fix something that already works? But the concerns that we have is with going to a multinational corporation right now, we're going to lose control of the water. Prices will start rising. There will be a loss of environmental controls, because a for-profit company usually doesn't care about the environment. They're ultimately responsible to shareholders. And there's also concern from the community downstream in Squamish that any spills or effluent will also affect them, because ultimately our effluent is dumped into the Cheekamas River downstream to Squamish.
Go ahead.
No, we're also concerned that the public was never informed, and that's another concern. It seems really secretive, and once it does go to a multinational corporation, you're not allowed to ask questions because they don't have to give you any information about their company.
Would this privatization in Whistler be precedent-setting in Canada?
It would. To date, the only community that is privately operated is Souk, but the argument there is that Souk is a really small community, but most other communities have voted against the P3 option. Kamloops and the island is really strong in voting against the P3s. Whistler would be setting precedent in terms of letting multinationals control our water system. The other thing that concerns us is that the contract is for 20 years, which is unheard of in the private sector, and a lot of things can happen with water over the next 20 years, as we've seen with water being called the next oil. And so we just think that 20 years down the road, anything can be possible.
And so are most of these municipalities are concerned about making water a commodity? Is that why it's not usually done?
Exactly, and there are a lot of people are just arguing that water should be kept in the public sphere. It's a right for life, and it should not be managed by for-profit companies. In the past, no private corporations were interested in sewage because there was no money to be made in sewage. But now, all of a sudden, you have all these companies sniffing around all over Canada and the U.S. and around the world trying to get in the name of sewage, but ultimately it's the fresh water and the drinking water that they're after. And so with the Olympics coming up here in 2010, where Whistler is priding itself on being an environmental leader with adoption of the Natural Step and the Whistler 2020 Sustainable Future Plan. And this just doesn't tie into that. It's not a sustainable undertaking.
What do you know about the companies who are bidding on the contract?
So, interestingly enough, they started out with 8 companies. They're down to 3 right now. There's the largest water multinationals in the world. We have Vivendi, based out of France, and they're basically in every bid that comes out. The next one is EPCOR, which is actually managed by the city of Edmonton. And the third one is CH2M Hill out of Colorado. We had American Water, and they just pulled out. And interestingly enough, American Water is also the company that was involved in Hamilton with their privatization fiascos. And they were also involved in Stockton, California. And the people there in California got together, and they basically forced American Water to withdraw $600 million contract because they had not been publicly consulted. So I think American Water has their hands full at this point, so we're glad that they pulled out. So, but they all have, all the other 3 companies also have similar lawsuits going on right now.
I understand that the province had a role in the original decision to take this out of the public sector. What do you know about that?
So, interestingly enough, in 2003 and 2004, a municipality looked at the options, and they had 2 options, either go traditional, design, build, or go with the P3 option. And both times they voted against the P3 option, saying that there were too many risks to Whistler and too many costs associated with it. The BC government then stepped in and introduced Partnership BC, and they commissioned a business case, which they presented to the council. The council then appointed a now-famous report called the Blue Ribbon Panel Report, and they basically took 9 different independent, so-called independent experts, and they came up with a report comparing the 2 options, traditional versus P3, and unanimously it came up that P3 option would save us almost 50% of the costs. And so almost overnight, our council decided to go P3 route, even though they had opposed it all along. And our Whistler has also received a $12.6 million grant as part of the BC Canada Infrastructure Program. So half of that came from the government of BC and half from the federal government.
And Partnership BC is a P3 lobby group?
Yes, they work for the government, the provincial BC government, and they also, we found out through the open house that they get paid on a bonus and incentive scheme. So the more P3s they get approval for, the more money they make, ultimately. And that concerns us, too. So,
what do you know specifically about this P3 that's being proposed?
In what sense?
What sort of details have been made public?
So very little has been made public. Right now, we've uncovered a few things, but the contract is 20 years, which is unusual. The other thing is that the municipality is paying each of the companies now $100,000 each to respond to the RFP, which is unheard of. No one gets paid to submit a proposal, but they're getting paid. So regardless if they win or lose, they're still making $100,000. And they keep claiming that the savings are going to be 50% over a traditional approach, but already now the figures have been lowered to 15%, and now they're down to 10% of savings versus a traditional option. And we just think that moving forward, the cost for construction, the cost for operation are just going to continue to escalate.
The decision to pursue a P3 was made by the former council prior to the municipal elections last fall. Why did the new council vote to continue with this option?
Some of the councillors were remnants from the old council, and it's true that's when it did start, was the previous council. But surprisingly enough, our mayor now, who was on council last term, was always voting no for the P3. And now, as a mayor, he voted in favor of privatization. So it was one of those things that had to get off their plate in time for the Olympic. There's a lot of projects going on here in Whistler, a lot of things happening, and this was just one of the things that had to come off their plate, so in order to move forward with everything else.
What's the level of opposition in Whistler to the plan?
Everyone we've spoken to, because we did a petition and we managed to get 500 names, and of those people, I would say almost all of them had not heard of the P3 or the privatization. And everyone we talked to is just unaware, because it hasn't really been made public. It's been sort of very secretive. So there's a lot of public education to be done and a lot of community building. But everyone we talked to agrees that water should not be privatized and it should be kept in the public's hand. The people that are controlling it right now, the municipal workers, are doing a great job, and it should be kept public. So,
what are the possibilities at this point to get the decision revisited?
What happens now, there is a chance to overturn the P3 decision. The proposals are coming back in May, and at that time we can launch, the citizens can launch a counter-petition, and we have a small window, but if we were able to obtain 10% of the population, which in Whistler would be about 1,000 people, we'll be able to overturn the P3 decision. And that's what we're hoping to pursue with.
Well, good luck with that, and thanks for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for your interest.
I've been speaking with Pina Belperio. She's co-founder of the Whistler chapter of the Council of Canadians and Whistler Water Watch. You can find out more about this issue and get contact information for the Whistler chapter of the Council of Canadians if you go to our website at coopradio.org/redeye.